title, Transform an Amen Style Sub for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper rolling jungle-rooted sub that doesn't just sit under the drums, but actually moves like the Amen. When I say Amen Style Sub, I mean the bass phrasing is reacting to the break, push and pull, little ghost taps, syncopation, and those tiny tail flicks that make the last half beat feel alive. And we're doing it in a very mix-safe way. Two layers. One clean mono sub that stays stable and translates on big systems, and one textured layer that gives you the smoky warehouse haze and movement without destroying the low end. Before we touch any notes, set the session up so the bass behaves. Set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass zone, 170 to 176. I'm going to sit at 174. Drop a spectrum on the master right now. Not because we're mixing the whole track, but because you want constant visual feedback while you shape the sub. Your ear is to sigh, but your eyes can catch problems early, like a runaway resonance or a low-end spike. Now we need the driver, the Amen groove source, because the whole point is the bass is going to rhyme with the drums. You've got two options. If you want classic and fast, drop in an Amen break sample on an auto track. Warp it in beats mode. Preserve transients, loop one or two bars. If you want more control, slice it to a drum rack. Right-click the sample, slice to new MIDI track, and choose transients. Now you can rearrange hits, create fills, and basically design the exact call that your bass will answer. Here's a composition tip that matters more than people think. Make a two-bar loop, where bar two has a small variation, a couple extra ghost hits, a tiny fill, something subtle. That becomes the conversation starter. Your bass line is going to respond to that bar two energy. Now let's build the clean sub. Create a new MIDI track and name it Sub Clean. Load operator. Keep it dead simple. Oscillator A only, sine wave, coarse and fine at zero. This is why operator is so good for subs. It's predictable and phase stable. In drum and bass, that stability is basically free loudness and free headroom later. Now shape the amp envelope. We want it tight but not clicky. Set attack around 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 350 milliseconds, depending on how dense your pattern is. For sustain, you've got two vibes. If you want plucks, drop sustain to minus infinity. If you want held notes that still behave, try sustain around minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. This is important. If your release is too long, your sub smears across kick hits and the groove turns into a fog. Optional but smart. Add auto filter after operator as a safety low pass. LP24, cutoff around 120 to 180 Hz. No drive or maybe 1 to 2 dB if you want a tiny bit of rounding. This is not for vibe. This is just keeping the sub clean. Now the main compositional trick. Writing an Amen style sub pattern. Make a MIDI clip that's 2 bars long. Set your grid to 1/16. Think like jungle. You want anchors, ghosts, and a phrase ending. Anchors are the I am here notes. You almost always want an anchor right at the downbeat. 1.1, and then another anchor somewhere around 1.3.3 or 1.4, depending on how your kick and snare lay out. Then you add a couple ghost notes, short quiet taps that imply momentum without becoming a new rhythm that fights the break. And finally, at the end of bar 2, you add a tiny tail note. That's the break responder. That's the flick. Let's use a concrete example in the key of F, because F and F sharp are super common for DNB subs and they tend to sit nicely on club systems. We'll live around F1, maybe up to A-sharp 1 or C2 for movement. Bar 1. Put F1 on 1.1, long-ish. Then a short ghost F1 on 1.2.3. Then D-sharp 1 on 1.3, medium length. Then another short ghost F1 on 1.4.3. Bar 2. Variation. F1 on 2.1, medium. G1 on 2.2.2, short. F1 on 2.3, medium. Then your tail flick at the end. D-sharp 1 to F1 is too quick, 1/16 notes at 2.4.3 and 2.4.4. Now make velocity part of the groove. Even on a sine sub, velocity matters, because it changes how your later processing reacts. Put your main notes around 85 to 110, ghost notes around 20 to 50. This is how you get that played feel without adding extra notes. At this point, loop the drums and the sub together, and listen for the relationship. If your sub is stepping on the kick, don't panic and start EQing. First, adjust note length, release time, and placement. Now we build the smoke layer. Duplicate your sub clean MIDI track and rename the duplicate bass texture. Keep operator, but we're going to create harmonics and bite up top, while deliberately removing real sub, from this layer later. Change operator OSCA to triangle, or keep sine and let the distortion generate harmonics. Triangle is usually faster to get audible grit. Now add a subtle pitch envelope. This is the old sampler thwack trick. Set pitch envelope amount to +3 to +8 semitones. Set pitch envelope decay to about 30 to 70 milliseconds. Keep it subtle. If you can clearly hear a pew, it's too much. You want a little knock at the front so the bass reads through the amen. Now build the texture chain. All stock devices. First, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere around 4 to 10 dB. Start at 6 and adjust. Then pull the output down so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. If you don't level match, you'll always think it's better just because it's louder. If you want a slightly brighter grit, turn color on. Second, auto filter. Use LP12. Cut off somewhere in the 180 to 600 Hz area for now. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4. Drive 2 to 6 dB if you want that warm pushed filter sound. This is a big part of warehouse smoke. It's not bright distortion. It's driven low mid character. Third, roar in live 12. Pick a tape or tube style for warmth. Drive around 10 to 25%. Tone slightly darker. Pull the highs down. Mix around 30 to 60%. You do not need full wet unless you're going for a really crushed resample vibe. If it starts getting fizzy, filter before or after roar. Fizz is the enemy of smoky. Fourth, EQ 8, and this is non-negotiable. High pass this texture layer at 90 to 120 Hz with a 24 dB slope. You are protecting the clean sub. Period. If it gets boxy, dip 200 to 350 Hz by 2 to 5 dB. And if the top end feels too crispy, do a gentle high shelf down above 6 to 8K. Warehouse vibe is more airless and thick, not sparkly. Now you've got two layers, clean mono weight and mid texture movement. Next, we make the bass pump with the amen, but cleanly. Group your drums into a drum bus group if they aren't already. Sidechain from that. This way, if you change the kick pattern later, your bass is still grooving to the drum energy. On sub clean, add a compressor. Turn sidechain on, audio from the drum bus. Ratio 2:1:3:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Let a little of the sub transient exist. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds and time it to the groove. Adjust while listening to the loop, not while staring at the meter. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Sub should stay stable. This is just creating space for the drum transient. On bass texture, add another compressor. Ratio 4:1:8:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 7 dB gain reduction. This is where the breathing happens. The texture should inhale and exhale against the amen. Now the part that really makes it feel like a warehouse roller. Automation with restraint. On the texture layer, automate the auto filter cutoff over 4 to 8 bars. Bars 1 to 2, keep it darker, around 250 to 350 Hz. Bars 3 to 4, open it to 450 up to 700 Hz for an energy lift. Then at the end of bar 4, do a quick dip back down. That little smoke drop makes the next phrase feel heavier. Also automate roar drive on the texture layer only for fill moments. Normal sections, maybe 15 to 20%. At the end of bar 2, 4, 8, push it to 25 to 35%, just for a bite. Then return. Now I want to add some advanced coaching that separates good from it feels glued. Sub timing is a mixed decision, not just a MIDI decision. Once you like the pattern, try micro timing offsets with track delay. On sub clean, try negative 5 to negative 15 milliseconds. That means it hits slightly earlier and can create a sense of pull. On the texture layer, try 0 to plus 10 milliseconds, so it blooms a hair behind. You haven't changed the notes, but the groove suddenly feels like one machine. Next coaching note, use sub-punctuation instead of more notes. Every two bars, create one intentional gap, even if it's just a 1/16 or 1/8. Let the amen hit hard, and let the bass back off. That space is pressure. Pressure is warehouse. And do quick mono checks. Put utility on your master and toggle mono. If the drop loses power, the texture layer is probably too heavy in the 120 to 250 area, or you've got masking with the kick. Another thing people forget, the kick and the sub need to agree on the main pitch moment. Even if your kick isn't melodic, it has a resonance usually around 50 to 70 Hz. If your root note is fighting that, you'll feel it as vague, unstable low end. Quick fix, nudge your sub root up or down a semitone, or shorten the very first sub note so the kick transient owns the downbeat. Now let's turn this into a real DNB sentence arrangement. Think in 16 bars, with micro variation every 2 to 4. Bars 1 to 4. Core sub phrase, texture closed and dark, drum steady, bars 5 to 8, change one thing, add one extra ghost in bar 6, or open the texture filter slightly, as small break fill in bar 8, bars 9 to 12, swap the sub ending, change that tail flick, maybe make it answer a snare fill, bars 13 to 16, peak warehouse pressure, open the texture a little more, maybe slightly stronger side chain on texture only, then in bar 16, drop the bass out for half a bar and slam it back in. Minimal change, maximum impact. Here are a couple advanced variation ideas you can use without rewriting your whole bassline. First, velocity as arrangement. Keep the MIDI identical for 8 bars, and reshape only velocity so the bass reacts to the amen ghosts. Busy drum fill? Drop sub velocity by 10 to 20 and maybe lengthen release slightly so it becomes a bed. Straight drums? Push anchor velocity up 10 to 15 and keep ghosts shorter for bounce. Second, build two endings and swap them every 4 bars. One ending is a downward smear, last note drops 2 or 3 semitones, short. The other is an upward jab, last note jumps 5 or 7 semitones, very short. Instant call and response. Third, micro dissonance for industrial tension, but only on the texture layer. Add a passing tone 1 semitone above the root for a single 1/16 right before a snare. Keep it quiet. The clean sub stays stable. The vibe gets edgy.